Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Young Men and Fire by Norman MacLean. Read by Corey M. Snow. As I get considerably beyond the biblical allotment of 80 years, I feel with increasing intensity that I can express my gratitude for still being around on the oxygen side of the Earth's crust only by not standing pat on what I have hitherto known and loved. While the oxygen lasts, there are still new things to love, especially if compassion is a form of love. Norman MacLean, notes written as a possible four-piece to Young Men and Fire, December 4, 1985. Publisher's Note. Though he had hoped for many years to write about the Man Gulch fire, Norman MacLean did not start work on this book until his 74th year, after publication of A River Runs Through It and other stories. He began Young Men and Fire partly in the spirit of what he liked to call his anti-shuffleboard philosophy of old age, but partly too out of a deeper compulsion. In MacLean's files after his death, were found some notes toward a preface written in 1984. "The problem of self-identity," MacLean wrote, "is not just a problem for the young. It is a problem all the time. Perhaps the problem. It should haunt old age, and when it no longer does, it should tell you that you are dead." Young Men in Fire was where, near the end, all the lives he had lived would merge. The lives of a woodsman, firefighter, scholar, teacher,